Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, the host for these daily challenges. It's Friday, so we're taking time to reflect and pray about the topic we've been exploring all week. And this week we've been looking at the question of pompous prayer, of the way people were praying in public in Jesus' day to get ahead, to look religious, to exert influence, and Jesus questioned their motives. He wanted his followers to be different. He wanted them to pray for God and for God alone, to go in their closet if they had to, make sure nobody even knew that they were praying, and they would find riches there anyway, kind of like in a storeroom version of a closet. So this day we take some time to pray, and we usually use a structure of adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication. It's easy to remember as ACTS. And that's the way we usually pray, but of course we've got the Lord's Prayer that Jesus gave as an example in this week's reading. As an example of prayer that he wanted his followers to engage in. And so what we're going to do is basically look at how the Lord's Prayer fits this structure. It's not perfect, but it helps us see how Jesus was incorporating all these elements of prayer into his one Lord's Prayer, because it's easy to forget some of them. So I'm going to invite you to pray along with me. I'm going to use the words of the Lord's Prayer, but in a different order than you're used to, and with a little bit of explanation as we do. So I'll invite you to take a moment of silence wherever you are. Don't tell anybody what you're doing, just take some quiet time wherever you are. Our Father, that's how you've chosen to relate to us. Even though you are in heaven, you want something to do with us here on earth, and that's amazing. We love that about you. You are so different from us. You're perfect and holy. Even your name is holy. God, we confess that we turned away from you, we've rebelled against you in what we call sin. It's like we owe you a debt. You gave us everything, and we have not repaid one cent of that. We haven't given you any love back for all the love you gave us. We pray that you'll forgive our debts. We give thanks that you have already done that. Coming to earth as Jesus Christ, dying on the cross for us. You've forgiven our debts. You've invited us to follow you and forgive our debtors. We give you thanks that that is even possible for us to have a relationship with you again. And so we ask that your kingdom would come. Your will would be done here on earth, just like it is and always has been. In your realm of heaven, we pray that your reign would extend to every corner of this earth, that you would provide for us, giving us this daily bread, everything we need to live. We ask that you would lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, who made it all possible. And you set this pattern for prayer for us. Amen. Well, that's it for this week's topic. Hope you have a great weekend of rest and community, and I'll see you Monday. Bye for now.